We are learning Masech the Rosh Hashanah Daf Yudal Amud Aleph, and we're beginning 11 lines from the top of Yudal Amud Aleph, Tanya. So we mentioned already in the Gemara before that Yerokos, which are Chayev Tumas and Maisus from the Rabbanon, the Zman of the year, when it's called the New Year, is, we said in the Mishnah, is Rosh Hashanah, and it goes after the Lakita. It goes after when you pick the Yerokos, Lakita. Trees, they go with chanata, they go with blossoming, and the turn of the year is either Shvat or Tu B'Shvat, the Mechalikas in the Mishnah, Veshamei and Besilah. So first, our Gemara will discuss, what's the Makar that you go bust Lakita by Yerek, that it goes bust when you picked it, that's when it's the Yukaveya, which year it's from. If you pick it in the second year of Shemitah, then it's Maisa Sheni. If you pick it in the third year, it's Maisa Ani. So everything goes by picking. And by trees, it goes when it blossoms, when it's Chanata, when the Chanata happened, which year the Chanata happened. So the Gemara will bring a Braisa that explains the Mechlekes of Yerzik Lili Arakiva, how we know Bas Lakita and Bas Chanata. Tanya. Yerzik Lili Arakiva. It says in the Pasuk, Ba'aspecha Megarcha Miyakvecha. And we dash like this, Magarim V'yekev, Miyachodim, Shegdelem Ameshano, Sha'avra, just like Goyrim V'yekev, which is Tvua and wines and the vineyards, they grow on rainwater itself, and also they grow on the rain that happens earlier, and that gives it enough kayach, enough to grow, and you don't need, at the end of its growth, it does not need water. The water that it grows, that it gets from the beginning, makes it grow. And therefore, therefore it goes with a shlish, it goes with the last year. All other things that grow with the water from the early on the growth, so then it's misaser klapi that part of the growth, which is v'chanata. But your rockets are different. There, they have to be watered constantly until you pick it. It's you keep constantly watering it, and it doesn't grow on the water that you do it right when you plant it. So therefore, it has a different halacha of when it's considered that year's crop, and it goes a bas lakita like this. We know something for a fact. In our Torah, there's something called Gerim V'yakev, it's Chayav Tumas Maisus, and it goes with Shlish Avra. So it has to be similar to Gerim V'yakev. A tree is similar to Gerim V'yakev, that the water that causes the grow is in the early stages of its growth. Mashenkin Yerokos, Mashenkin vegetables, they have to be watered constantly throughout, and therefore they are different halacha, and they will be go basa lakita, basa when you go after when you pick it, that is when it's kaveya, which year is the year of Maisa. So that's what basically the shita. Rabbi Kiva said slightly different. And we compare it like this. Just like Gerim V'yakev, all it needs is rainwater. You don't have to bring water yourself and water it manually with people bringing buckets. It's just rainwater itself will help it grow. You don't have to add water yourself. And Meiser is Lashon HaShavra with a shlish. It goes after the early stages of its growth. That's when it's Kaveya, which year is Meiser. Everything else also that grows with rainwater itself. For example, trees. Trees don't have to be watered constantly. There's a feist with rainwater. Kol Mayim means, like Rashi says, Af Al Sheuvim. People have to bring water also. Like it says in the pasuk, "V'shkisa beraglechok gan hayorek," like a vegetable patch has to be watered with your feet. You have to bring water there. So that's gedel makol mayim. M'sas m'shana haba. So the Gemara is two pshatim. Either like a basic lili, because it's not similar to Gerim V'yakev, and that Gerim V'yakev, the water on the beginning of the growth suffices to give it enough karech to grow, so therefore it goes basa shlish, and a tree also is a similar thing, that by the beginning you water it, and that gives it enough karech to grow, and like Rashi says, there's sap in the trunk, and that, and the roots, and that causes it to grow, so there you go basa chanata. Mashaykin Yerokos, there, it has to be watered constantly. Rabbi Kiva is a little different. Rabbi Kiva says, just that Gerim V'yakev don't need water be brought over manually. The rainwater is enough. Mashenkin Yerokos need to be water to be brought over manually. That what makes it different than goes basa lakita. My benai, what's the difference between Rezik Lira and Kiva? They're very similar. What's the difference? Amravavo, bitzolim hasarisim upula mitzri ikavanayo. These two type of vegetables is a nafkamina. Betzalim are a type of onions that don't grow very big. They stay small. And pulamitri is a type of bean, but it's a bean that you're growing it for its vegetable, not for the seed. The seed is the bean, but it has also leaves and vegetables to it. So you're planting for the vegetable, therefore it goes really basal akita. Because if you go basal akita, that we said is ashrasha, it goes basal taking root. So these two things are really vegetables. So that'll be ikav and that's enough community. The talent of the Mishnah. But Salmas reason pula mitzri, shemona mehem mayim stoish mi afer Hashanah. 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, which is the cutoff date when it comes to Yerakos, 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, did not water it at all. So it says in this Mishnah, mis asrim l'sha'avar. You don't go basa l'kita. Usually you go basa l'kita, but here you're going to go mis asrim l'sha'avar. Umetarim v'shvias. Here you're going to be considered last year's crop. Even though I picked it after Rosh Hashanah, it'll be considered last year's crop. Why? Because I didn't water it. V'mlav. But if you did water it, asurim v'shvias v'sasim l'shana abah. It's also in shvias the shmita and v'sasim l'shana abah. So now, why is this enough kamina? Who holds what? So Rashi has two pshatim. Rashi's first pshat is that this mishnah is Reis Aglili. Reis Aglili holds that it's totally in if it has enough water in it to grow early on. So we said like trees and tfua, the water that was used early on is enough to keep it growing later. See, here also, here you didn't give it any water 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, so you see it had enough to grow already from last year, so that's why the halacha is, it goes with last year. But if you have Rekiva says, it's totally, do you have to water it manually or not? This you still have to water manually. You still, even before that, you water it manually. So therefore, Rabbi Fear of Akiva, it'll still go basal akita, not basal last year. So this is an afkamina. This mission going dafka for Yerbe Saglili, who holds that it's how much power it's in there from early on, the water early on. That's one pshat Rashi. Rashi has another pshat, he brings it down from the Pirish Ramiyim, and it's also Taisus pshat, it's a Pidi Yashalmi, that says the opposite. That this mishnah is dafka Rabbi Kiva. Because Rabbi Kiva says, since I did not water it for 30 days, it becomes kebaal, it becomes like a soda that doesn't need water brought manually. It becomes that type of field. And therefore, it'll go basa last year's crop and not basa lakita, because it became now like a stea baal, like a stea elon, like a elon, like a tree that does not have to be watered, does not have to be watered manually. But Lemaisa, it still rained the whole time, and so maybe that's how it grew. It's not a raya that it grew from the kayak from early on, because maybe I didn't water it, but maybe it grew from rain, so that's not a raya. This is the opposite pshat, that this is dafka rabbi kiva, not rabbi Aglili. So we have two opposite pshatim, how to learn what the nafkamin is, if you're rabbi Aglili or rabbi kiva, if betzalim asrisim are going basal kita or not, it's telling two pshatim in Rashi. But kaponim, the Gemara is coming out with two Tanoim, Rabbi Aglili and Rekiva, who explain why we go basal akita by Yarek, either because it's watered manually or because it has to be watered constantly. That's the two pshatim. So the Gemara it says that we said till now the Rosh Hashanah for Yerakos was Al of Tishrei, but trees have a different Rosh Hashanah. Be'echa b'shvat Rosh Hashanah le'ilan. Which means like this. We say go basa chanata. So if the chanata is before Shvat, so then it's considered, let's say the second year. If the chanata, the blossoming is after Shvat, then it'll be considered the third year. So the cutoff date is Echa v'Shvat. My time. Omer Rav Eloza, Omer Rav Yishaya. Hoyel v'yotzu roiv gishmei shona v'adayin roiv tufa v'chutz. Since the roiv, the rainy season passed already by Shvat, so therefore, it probably has enough to grow already, and therefore that's considered the year for, if the chanata happens then, it's considered that year's crop. Now, what's what I was saying, Roiv of the Geshomim passed by? So, Bar Cheshvan is the month where it starts raining. Yud Zayin Bar Cheshvan. So if you count, the Yud Zayin Bar Cheshvan till Kislev, the whole Teves, so that's 2 months and 13 days. And the rest of the year is Shvat, Adar, and Nisan. So the problem is, especially if you base Hillel, it's good. Why? Because from Yud Zayin Bar Cheshvan to Tu B'Shvat is approximately 3 months, and from Tu B'Shvat until the end of Nisan is only 2.5 months. So then it's pretty good that Roiv Gishmei Shana passed by. But Fibes Shammai, it's a little bit iffy. But we're saying most of the rain, even Fibes Shammai, happens early on. happens early on in the season, and later in the season, less rain, and therefore Rav Shalom and Shana passed by. Now, what does it mean about dying Rav Tkufa Mabachotz? That makes it problematic, because Rav Tkufa means that Tkufa is Teves, which starts on the equinox, when it's the shortest day of the year, starts on Tkufas Teves, which is around, you know, after Hanukkah time, right, end of December time. So there, you still have Rav Tkufa after Shvat left over. So what is that? What does it make it worse? My comma, how comma? Afbis Rav Tkufa Mechotz, hover Yotzu Rav Gishmei Shana. Since Rav of the rain already happened, therefore, we hold that whatever was blasting before Shvat or Tuva Shvat is considered this year, and everything after that is next year, because it's Rav of the Gishmei Shana fell this year.